Shema Medalat Beis Yesh Matim Vatat on Boyi to go and book some good day Latino and Mayat Reko and Minos and Aboyim and Gozma. Tremendous Kiddush that there are pigs at home and one is allowed to take out his money and other items at a muksa in a house that is burning. What's the idea behind them? So just like we see that some of the, with his wallet and it's about to come into Shabbos, and he's going to leave his wallet, it's going to be very hard for him to leave it there. So they permitted certain types of derabon in such and such a circumstance, so he shouldn't come to the Arbis Dereisa. So, what's over here, since the person is very bold on his money, he's concerned that he's going to put out the fire, if you don't let him in the south of the Muksa. So, they permitted him to be in the south of the Muksa. There's a Chiddush. Why? Because that putting out the fire is also Drabbanan. That's the most stringent Drabbanan. Why is it Drabbanan? Because I'm Lofa Shein Tzichu Gufa. In case where Ganovim are coming and he wants to save his money, also, it's opinion for him to move his Muksa, so that if he permits to move Haidah somehow, then he will not come to carry it into Rishus HaRabim. That's the opinion of the one that permits it to move him, save him, Lofa Shein Tzichu Muksa. But, Yeshayishim. If you remember, in Yehuda the Talmud of Tzvonim, it says, it's not from Yishom, Yishu Yishoyse. And there's a thing that says, he's not allowed to ask a goy to take, you have merchandise which is outside, and it started raining, it can get damaged from the rain. The more stringent opinion holds, and you're not allowed to even ask a goy to put away this muksa on Shabbos. The ones that are matter to the Talmud muksa, it's only in the situations where the person is totally overwhelmed by the situation, with the fire raging, or there's an oven there, but it's just raining on his choyer, then you cannot have a Jew move the merchandise away. That's not something which is so shocking to the person that he made by accident to a melacha. On the ma'aser, as to a god, he's definitely permitted, ma'alocha, because since it's mokum hefsed gavon, we would mind the Rambam's opinion that you're allowed to ask a goy to do. This is the Rabbonim, the Mokim has to go. If he saved high quality bread, white bread, he cannot save bread that has a lot of chaff mixed into it. But if he initially saved the poor quality bread, because he had better bread, then he is allowed to save the better bread.